The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Misfit Toys.
Here we are. The mics are on.
Wow.
And I throw to the show. You know, I'm on my phone. I go, hey, this week's show is already in progress. And then they're hearing us right now. So
this is happening in real time.
This is happening in people's ears right now. People are... It's all you can say something very nice to somebody right now. It's quite an honor. I can say, you know what? I think you're a good person, and I'm proud of you. Whoever's listening to this, I'm proud of you. Duncan, would you like the opportunity to say something kind to somebody? It's a great way to start a show. No joke.
Whatever you're worried about, it's going to be okay, and you're not even going to remember it 6 months from now.
I'm going to put reverb in your voice. Say that again.
Whatever you're worried about, it's going to be okay, and you're not even going to remember it 6 months from now.
Wow. Aaron?
You have value.
Aw. Aaron, I'm going to give you, usually the cold openings are longer, but no, let's say this. So we were saying this right before the show, and then we're going to reintroduce you, and we're going to go big. But I know you from TikTok. I just saw you on TikTok, and I thought you were a stand-up comedian. And you made me laugh. Like, you're funny in your bones. Like,
you know what?
Compliments are hard to get, but you know what? I always like to say, so just take it.
I'll
turn down the lights there. Take a compliment. No, but I'm the same way everybody is. But I don't want to not give a compliment because I know sometimes it can make someone uncomfortable. So I always go, oh, brace yourself and take the compliment. But you're fucking funny, you know?
Thanks.
And it is the positive of TikTok. I might have not known who you were. And if it wasn't, you know, I might have eventually, but probably not. And then Chad, who was also, you know, talked to me, he goes, oh, I fucking love that guy. And then when, Alex Young, ladies and gentlemen, is here tonight, my dear friend hanging out, he goes, oh, I follow that guy already. And I'm like, I love it. It's like, yeah, because you know what? Whatever your friends think are funny, you think, like, you know, it's no wonder. Okay, of course. Like, they think it's because you think it's funny, and that's why they're your friends. So anyway, I'm glad you're here, and also I set the stage every night because every week for the show I never take it for granted. For some reason it calms me to go around the room for one swing.
Hold on.
And then Alex, I went to see your live show, and then it was great. It was really impressive. It was really impressive. And you have a new song out.
I do.
What is it called? Yell it out now,
loud.
Round Again. Round Again, Alex Young. Round Again, Alex Young. On Spotify? And it's instrumental. Is that what you would call that?
Yeah.
How many are there? Did you think it was wrong? I just, in hindsight, it was stupid. Nah, I don't even want to talk about it. Never mind.
No, what's up?
No. Anyway, on today's show, I should say. Was it rude what I did at your show when I just, for one of your instrumentals, I sang?
Yeah, no, I didn't want you to come.
I know, and I knew it, and the owner told me.
Upon hindsight and therapy, I'm glad you did.
Thank you. All right, that's all I wanted to say. I felt sometimes, I was just like, when is the guy going to sing? That was a fun night. And it's also fun to go see a show. And it was crowded in there, and the atmosphere was good, and the light. First thing I did when I went up to you, I go, they're going to turn the lights down, right? He said, yeah. And then 20 seconds after that, they did. So, okay, now you all know the scene. And Duncan is at the board. And it's good to see you, Duncan.
Yeah.
Oh, don't you do that thing all night long tonight. It's going to make me laugh. Okay, let me just do a test run on it. It's the easiest thing of the all. Hey, do you mind turning up the reverb a little bit for the guests?
Sure.
Oh, it's such that negative. That's why I couldn't do the show if that was in here. I'm too insecure. But all night long, he was doing it to me while we got ready for the show. I'm like, do that all night long. Really up it a lot, too. Let me ask you another thing. Is it? Yes! Yes! Hey, why don't you both do that all night long? Because it gets a rise out of me. Like, you just, like maybe I'll ask you, hey, did you, later in the show, if you remember to make callbacks with that, guess what? Also, if you don't make callbacks with it, that's okay, too. There's no pressure on this
now
show.
Now we have to remember callbacks.
All right. Thank you. It sounds. It's not things. It's sounds. All you have are to go. Oh, no. You can go.
Okay.
Never
so,
mind.
Yeah, now you're giving me notes. Okay.
Oh. Those notes. And those notes are wrong. Truth. See? That's why I like it. All right. How about if we reintroduce you? And you come through the. Now, hold on now. Hold on. I want to make sure everything's ready before you leave. So we got the music. And then you'll come in.
Is the end of the cold open already?
Yeah, that's
usually
it.
Usually it goes on for like 2 hours.
But you know why I'm excited to get to... Wait, have you listened to the show?
Yeah, of course.
Wow, okay. Wow. I wanted to make this shorter because I thought I'm excited to go back and forth with you. So I go, I keep the cold opening. I don't have that much to go over. Oh, we do have this. See, you know, you're right. You're right. Yeah. We do have this. That's important. Next week. Wow, finally.
On the Todd Glass Show this week. Zach Galifianakis. We just can't wait to hear him speak.
Wow, okay. So now.
Next week?
Listen, he's canceled a lot. To the point where I spit on him. Puh, if he comes in here. Why are we having Zach Galifianakis on the show, everybody? To what?
Because
we're gonna
we
want to
spit on...
We're going to spit... sometimes in the middle of a bit when you're smoking marijuana, it turns from funny to just mean. And I adore Zach. It was you that made it like a real thing. So let's say you'll come out. I'll introduce you big. You'll come in, shake our hands. But we're going to go big. You're from New York.
Oh, yeah.
Where are you originally from?
Massachusetts.
And you moved out to New York when?
9 years ago,
and you want to, and you're an animator.
Mm-hmm.
See, I remember this shit, Aaron. I'm not fucking around. You're right. The cold opening is longer because normally I started to think when you said it. Maybe he's right. What would I normally do?
You say in your intro every week.
I know.
When to start the
Thank
show,
you. So and I then I don't ask you
the first hour or two.
Oh. And I don't ask anything about you. I go, oh yeah, you're on TikTok. What kind of host am I? You know what?
You know, there's nothing to say.
No, you see, you don't. Yeah, okay, thank you. Let's do that bit tonight where, not now, but where you can get mad or I can get mad and you're going to leave, but your car won't start.
Oh, I love
so, but you're like, adios, I got to go. So you'll do it tonight and I'll do it tonight. Something will happen. I won't know why. Maybe I'll mispronounce your name. I could be 100 reasons where if you're waiting to do that bit, you can act overly indignified and go, you know what, I'll just leave. But of course you don't leave. And we're like, come on back, come on back. The car won't start. It's a fun bit to do. It's fun to be a part of it over here and also to listen to the other person do it. I dropped that. You remember to do that. Is that okay? So go ahead out, and then we got to get the music ready, and then we're going to sit down. Oh, we have an opening. You're going to love it. You flew out here. You have some friends out here?
Yeah.
And then you just stay by. Wait, no, you have to go out the other way. You have to. That's so great, though. By the way, Aaron is not the curtain that leaves where you can leave through the door, but he's just standing behind the curtain, which is in the room, which is always fun to think that somebody, that would be the backstage, like not even a foot and a half, you know? Yeah. What if that's like
that's
where you...
the green room.
That's the green room. Hey, are you in the green room? All right, so you have to go back there. Now, truth, you can stay there if you promise not to look. Aaron? Okay. He stuck his hand through. Okay. So we're going to do this big. And you wait till I introduce you. Is that okay? Thank you. By the way, thank you for adhering to truth. So Ladies and gentlemen, my new, I told Rory Scovel I don't need his shit anymore. I have new friends, and they're funny.
What's he even doing at this point?
Right? More like boring shovel.
Thank you.
And I have a new friend. His name is Aaron Gosh, and we're going to bring him on to the Todd Glass Show right now. I mean, let's do it big, right? Let's get the music going first. Wait a second, Aaron. Ladies and gentlemen. Aaron Gosh, everybody. He's coming in big. He's coming in big. Wow, he's doing like the thing where he's moving around. He's not. Yeah, there he goes. Why don't we have video of this? Stop. Can you do that again?
Yes.
I want to have my camera out. You committed. Ladies and gentlemen, Rory Scovel is shit compared to Aaron. He is shit and everybody knows it. People are talking about it. Aren't people talking about it everywhere?
Yeah.
If you go to a comedy club.
No.
If you go to any comedy club, before I reintroduce Aaron, and you're hanging out, and you hear like there's an energy sometimes at a place. Like there, you get a feeling. It doesn't have to be something, you know, that you hear bits.
One is now two.
Oh, wow. Oh,
Oh, let me get my camera ready. I almost forgot. Where the fuck is it? No, come on. Aaron, can we borrow your camera?
No. Oh, shit! Oh, shit!
He committed. By the way, we're doing the podcast now. Sometimes you forget it. You go, what's going on? The audience knows Aaron did a great job, but I didn't have my camera out. So then he got right behind the curtain, by the way, and he's really playing along nicely, and I'm getting my camera out. Everybody's fine. Vinny's fine. Vinny. I'm putting it on video because he did a good job. A lot of times, I guess, they sit there. What was that? Oh, Jen Kirkman. She didn't do anything. She sat on her ass. Here we go. So, Duncan, I appreciate it, because sometimes when you're in the middle of the madness, you forget to turn on the light. Duncan goes, real nice. He goes, turn up the light. The light's up. Aaron, you don't have to do anything different than you did the first time, but for once, I'm going to start capturing things on the Todd Glass Show. I'm sick of this shit. You didn't know there was a saxophone player here. Yeah, you guessed. Ladies and gentlemen, my new best friend, Aaron Gosh, everybody. Shake my hand, Aaron. Yes. He comes in here like a champ. Have a seat, Aaron. Down. Take it home. Take it home. Keep going. Don't be shy. Ba 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 ba. Go back to the chorus. I want to see how good you are.
Wow.
Thank you.
You're good. Damn. I could just listen to that.
We're going to rock this town. You ready?
They're trying to keep it covered that I did that.
Yeah, we didn't want you to say. I thought, let's bring it out.
I thought you were a fucking loser before.
Let's
but, you know.
Bring him in. Wow, now the show starts.
Mr. Big Bucks.
What?
Mr. Big Bucks. Mr. Big Bucks.
This is informing.
Big Bucks. At MR underscore.
We did it up.
B-I-G. B-U-X. At MR underscore. B-I-G. B-U-X. Mr. Big Bucks.
Wow.
Mr. Big Bucks. Mr. Big Bucks.
I like it.
Mr. Big Bucks.
Door in here.
Take it away, Alex.
Come on! I'm sick of your shit.
Be the guy who takes too long to close down. I'm starting to get a little. You can tell on my face, everybody. Okay, we're winding down. You want? Oh, you're taking a little. All righty. So start winding down, but then you keep going. Okay, there we go. How you doing, Aaron?
That's great.
Come on a little closer. Well, thank you.
Good to be.
Wow. That sounds really beautiful. Remember, in this bit,
great
I'm still.
Great to be here.
What a night. That sounds so beautiful. Thank you.
That he's good. Yeah. Oh, he's
wow. Up. Thank you.
That's awesome, man.
Wow, that sounds real. Thank you. Anyway, we're okay. All
right.
Wow.
Even, I mean, yeah.
Wow. Anyway, so Aaron, it is so good to
that
see
was awesome.
You. Oh. Okay. No, be nice, be nice. It's music. It's a different language. We don't understand. Okay, wow.
Wow.
Seriously.
Wow, yeah, wow.
Seriously, Alex, I love. That's so nice. Oh, okay. You know what? We should do this.
Todd, I'm going to go grab my delivery real quick. I'll be right back.
Okay, cool. Yeah, you have a. Okay. And there we go. We're always trying to be nice. We think it's, oh, thank you so much. That is so beautiful. Really, thank you. Oh.
All right, enough already. You know what? You make a meal out of it. That's what I heard the musicians say about you behind your back.
All right. Alex.
You get no applause at the end.
Oh, that's what happens, because the guy won't. And then, meanwhile, 3 minutes ago, people were going nuts. Now, people are mad, and they're leaving the theater. How you doing, Aaron?
I'm good. That was a...
Oh,
brother. Oh, brother.
Oh, hey, I'm back.
You can never go too far with me. If you remember it in 10 minutes, that's something.
You know when you see a singer singing?
Pull your mic. I'm afraid with these new mics. We never had these mics before.
This
I hope you're not
very,
jealous.
Like, I feel like I'm on like a 1920s like telephone.
I know. These are the new... I'm sure. It says sure on them. Sure. I'm sure they're good because they say sure on them. What were you saying? I'm sorry.
Oh, like, you know, when a singer is like singing a very dramatic song and there's a pause in the middle and the audience starts...
Yes.
Oh.
And then they... You feel like when you ask for something after 9/11 and they didn't have it, you know, same feeling. You know, hey, do you have this? They go, no, not during 9/11. I go, oh, I'm kidding. That bit is too weird to do. The bit is, you'll get it now, the guy who doesn't relate. He's like, that's like, and it's nothing fucking like that. But I thought, I think they might think I'm actually trying to relate it, but I wasn't. All right, I'm done talking. I'm going to shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. I'm glad you're here. When did you get in? Yesterday?
Today.
What time did you wake up this morning?
You know how fucking tired my arms are?
Wait.
Flapping all the way here?
I left all the way here from the bank.
I got here, I don't know, like 5 hours ago. I'm fresh in L.A.
And where are you staying?
In Eagle Rock!
Eagle Rock, that's a good place. And do you know, is this a friend of yours you're staying at their house?
No, I got a cheap motel.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, you know what,
but I
good.
I like it, honestly.
Can I tell you something? There's something charming about it, right? And you're here. Yeah. You need a bed.
A room with a bed. Yeah.
A room with a bed, and it's an Eagle Rock. Mm. Eagle Rock's got a lot of cool, right? I've people always say, "Oh, Eagle, what's going on?" Oh, okay, I'm sorry. So what did I want to say? So you're here. You saw some friends.
Amazing song, by the way. That was. Can I use that in?
Play it again. I ain't shitting around. We'll give you a clean version in case we'll send it to you. I think I would want to hear this. This time I'm not going to interrupt it.
Mr. Big Bucks. Mr. Big Bucks. Mr. Big Bucks. At MR.
Ba, ba, ba.
Underscore.
Boop, ba, boop, ba, da.
Like B-I-G. B-U-X at M-R underscore B-I-G.
The new Todd Glass Show, everybody.
B-U-X.
We're not messing around anymore. We're back. There's a lot of people that thought we were losing it for a while, and I'm not offended. But the Todd Glass Show, from what I understand, people are saying it's fucking hot as shit right now. So I just wanted to... Last week I pointed out that my sarcastic persona on the podcast is the same as Donald Trump's real persona. And it's really true. It's like, oh, they were talking about a guy came up the other day, said, you're the most persecuted president of the world.
A lot of people are saying.
Yeah, and it's so sad. He said, a guy said to him that you're the most persecuted president in the world. And he said, I never think, because, you know, I'm too busy doing my thing. I never thought about it. But then later he says he thought about it. Yeah, he went, maybe that guy was right.
He never thought about it. It was,
please.
He was the other guy.
He was the other guy. Stop it already. We're not morons.
I love him in a way. I mean, I hate him.
If he didn't do all the destruction, you could. Maya Angelou said there's no one you couldn't learn to love. The problem it's hard is because some of the topical destruction they do because of some serious illnesses. But yeah, if you dug deep enough, he's obviously a damaged, sad
movie
person.
Character,
right?
He'd be great.
He'd be great when they brought back. Then they didn't have Ronnie Dangerfield and Caddyshack. They didn't have Ted Knight. They didn't have Rodney, so they brought in Ted Knight. No, they didn't have Rodney, so they brought in, hey, what are you going to do? It's the old comedian from the 50s. What was his name? He talked like this, and he was from 1950. And he was Jackie Mason. They brought in Jackie Mason instead of Rodney. They should have brought in Donald Trump with all his makeup. But people would have had to say, are you wearing makeup? He goes, what, are you crazy? Can you do an impersonation of him?
I used to do a really good one, but it's falling apart, frankly. You just have to say frankly.
He's on the phone. Oh, my God, the president.
Yeah, I think you're getting a call. Answer
yes. Former president of the United States? For real, not a bit. I'm serious. But swear to God. Remember, swear to God don't mean shit. Swear to God, Duncan, you're in the tech booth. You can see what's on there. Is this
hold
Donald
on.
Trump? Because
Let me reverse check this number real quick.
Hold on, sir.
I'm pulling up in the system.
I think this is really Donald Trump, and I'm not playing games,
no,
and I'm not.
Yep, I activated the mainframe, and yeah, this is Donald Trump.
Donald?
This is Bill Clinton.
Oh, it's Bill.
Oh, sorry. I have my presidential numbers.
Can you talk? Can you take the saran wrap off your microphone at your house, Bill Clinton?
Let me take the saran wrap off.
Oh, it's Bill Clinton.
I was just going to tell you that I did not have sexual relations.
All right. You know what? We don't have time for you.
Okay, goodbye.
Bill Clinton.
You're kind of rude to Bill Clinton there, aren't
you? You know why? I'll tell you why. Because he calls him before. He's called him before.
Oh, he calls in a lot.
And he hangs up.
Well, also, not to get too political, but that is an impressive thing that Trump ended up being the scumbaggiest president, whereas Bill Clinton was like, all right, sure, Trump, you're the worst one. When,
he helped him out, you think?
Well, yeah, because, I mean, Bill Clinton's not an upstanding citizen is what I'm getting at.
Right, well, I know. I don't know what the guests ever feel, so I get afraid.
Oh,
but we've learned
Bill
Clinton.
My bad for taking shots at Bill Clinton.
We learned that Monica Lewinsky, I learned later in life. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I did not come on that address.
All right, listen.
Oh, okay. Well,
listen.
Well, that clears that up.
You know who I blame? Jay Leno.
Yeah.
No, because he always had those jokes. No one needed you. Go to your car show. All right. Enough. Okay, I got a serious interview here. I'm not doing the show the way it used to be. I have a question for you. Did you ever have a teacher, serious question, truth, that you remember? And if you don't, if you go, you know what, I had good teachers, but nobody I remember fondly. Anybody in your teaching, in your life of teachers that you remember with great fondness?
Well, there's a lot. Well, my mom was my teacher for a while in middle school. She was my
Wait, you were
teacher.
Homeschooled?
No, no, no. She taught at the school that
really?
I went to. Yeah. She was my art
what
teacher.
What grade?
Like 6th, 7th, and 8th, but it was only like part of the year. It wasn't
and how
like,
were you with that? Did people like
fine.
Her? Did kids like
yeah,
her?
Yeah, yeah.
So that helps, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That
and
helps.
People always are like, did you call her Mrs. Gosh? Like, no, I called her mom, you know, in the class.
You called her mom?
Yeah,
were
course.
You ever embarrassed to call her mom in front of other students? Or did you ever not remember?
No, no. I wasn't really. You know, because it was like the elementary school I went to was like connected to the middle school. So there were always like older kids going like, your mom is the teacher, dude. It's like, I know.
I know,
I remember
believe
a kid
me.
Going, did you know your mom is the teacher?
Well, no, I didn't.
I did know that, actually.
I didn't.
Yeah.
How many years did she teach there in that school?
I think overall, she taught a long time. She just retired pretty recently.
Hold on one
like
second.
Over 15 years.
Duncan just handed me a piece of paper. Be honest. When did she retire? 14? Okay. 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 No, come on. Let's have a good, honest thing going here. Duncan handed me, he's asking me, and by the way, I know. He goes, where did Aaron grow up? And he just told us that when he sat down before. So if you want to tell him again, that's fine.
I got so much going on.
I know,
sorry.
But Duncan, we should know where the guests, if they tell us something, we should retain most of it, especially where they're from. I forgive you. You know why? Because I love you.
Thank you.
Can you tell him where you're
from?
Duncan. Oh, he got you with your own gut. Where are you from? Tell him. Don't be, it's not a big,
Massachusetts.
I knew. Say it again. I'll act like I'm in a rut. You have to get so tight behind somebody when you're lying like that. I know where you're from. Tell them where you're from.
Yeah, Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. Make up another city. I'll see if I can do it because now I know it's Massachusetts. I'll tell you where
Kansas.
Kansas City. Come on, get out of here. You got to remember where the guy's from. Make up another city where you're from. No, I'll act like Duncan. You should remember, though. I know. Tell them where you're from. I know. Alabama. Alabama. Blah, 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 blah. The drink is kicking in. I'll tell you my walk, you don't go, do boom. Let's do this for 2 minutes. Hey, I'll tell you what I heard.
Hey, my doctor, hey.
They're non-jokes. Oh, my sister came to the door.
My doctor says I have cancer.
My doctor
told me. He said I got a week to live.
My doctor told me if I don't do something about my eating, I'm going to drop dead. I'll tell you. They're funny if they're serious. They're like his brother, Roger Dangerfield. You know, Rodney was an iconic comedian.
Yeah, Roger was...
Roger, he would just complain. I'll tell you, my doctor told me I had cancer. That was one of his jokes.
Yeah.
I can't believe you heard
it
that.
Was, the audience just kind of...
And Rodney said to him, you need to make it funny, even if it's based on truth. He goes, no, no, no. So Roger, his infamous joke, I'll tell you, my wife, I found out she's cheating on me. I'll tell you what, it makes me cry. The audience didn't know what to do with that information. Do you know any more of his stuff? I love that you knew that one joke.
My kids, they call me names. They say I'm a weak coward.
Oh. And the audience did. I'll tell you, my kids tell me I'm a weak coward. And my wife. I went to a cab driver. He said, take me where the action is. He took me to my house.
That was almost a joke there.
That is his joke. But they're all sad. Me and my friend realized that most of Rodney's jokes, if you just take out the funny part of them, a friend would want to go, hey, you know, your wife's cheating on you. Maybe you could get into a better relationship. Oh, my daughter's dumb. She hit a deer. It was in the zoo. No, your daughter shouldn't be driving. She's not dumb. She might have issues, especially because her response, because he told her, how'd you hit a deer? She said it was in the zoo, and she said it wasn't her fault. She hunked. That kid has emotional problems that should be dealt with. Not. What do we got here? Is this the Todd Glass news show? We break for station identification. And then we're going to find out about your another teacher. What's this? Come on! So another teacher. Did you have any other teachers that weren't your mom?
I have,
no, that sounds mean, but I love that. No, it didn't. No, I mean, it might have, and I apologize. Huh? How do you like that?
No,
I'm fucking so mature that I apologize. Hey, Air. No, did you have any? And if you don't, it's no big deal. I don't want to make anybody feel uncomfortable.
I mean, I feel like there's a lot.
12th grade.
I'm a college professor I still keep in touch with. He's a good guy. Elliot Cowan.
Elliot what?
Cowan. Mr. Cowan.
I try to do is really, you say his name, I say, what is his name again?
Elliot Cowan.
Elliot Cowan?
Yes.
Somebody's out there. This is the internet. Somebody can throw him love and go, hey, here's the mile marker.
Online.
I think it's very important. You know why? Because if enough people, we've had it happen before. People are great. They go, they start getting on the internet. They're like, okay, I can find them. They were saying nice things about you on the Todd Glass Show. And you know what I always ask people to do? Give the mile marker.
Hey, so he's got a movie. It's
No, shut up.
He made a whole animated movie. He was my animation professor. It's on Amazon, I think.
And you don't know what...
It's called The Adventures of Boxhead and Roundhead.
So he needs to know. If someone sent him here, he's hearing this right now. And here's exactly what he needs to hear. Number one, you never know who's... You think, I know, you change, you influence people, you put knowledge in their head, people remember you, which this is, makes it, it's not just a hope. It's how many years ago, how many years ago did you have him as a teacher?
Six
years. Yeah. And he's talking about you right now. We're going to give him an award. If we get his address, we'll send it. We had them made, they're framed, truth. They're Mr. Rogers Awards, and they just say, when Mr. Rogers died, in the documentary, after he died, his wife said, there'll never be another Mr. Rogers, the documentarian said. And she said, which I love that she said this, she said, oh, there are, you just have to look. That doesn't diminish what a beautiful man he was. It says, there are other, anybody who makes somebody breathe easier. So we're going to give that award. What's his name again? I should remember his name.
Elliot Cowan. Forget. Do you really have an award?
Yeah. We made it. We made it. It's like a little thing. And it's not, it's just a frame, basically, like a printout. Oh, sorry, Duncan.
He's Australian.
And by the way, sometimes people get back to us, sometimes they don't. Either way, we put it into the energy. But if somebody goes, hey, I actually found Mr. Cowan, right?
Elliot.
Elliot. Maybe I should just say Elliot. That's disrespectful. Here, this guy's going
to
hear this.
He'll respond to you. He's all over the
He knows. I have dyslexia and might be even worse than that. But I love that you're...
It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside. And when you wake up, ready to say...
This is for you, Elliot.
He asked me what his name
was. Feeling, a very good feeling. The feeling you know that we're friends.
Okay. I like to start light in the show. Take a deep breath. Are you good?
Yeah. I love that you love Mr. Rogers so much.
You know what? It wasn't when I was young.
Oh, you never watched him as a kid?
I didn't really... Not that much. Your memory, you fades a little bit on certain things. I remember he was on. I never...
Well, it was before your time, too, Tom.
It was before. I mean, I'm going to be 29 in January.
Yeah, it wasn't even on when you were alive. So.
And I remember it being on, but I don't really remember until I got older and I realized that he talked about, you can have kids. And basically, he might not have said it in these words, but kids can deal with stuff. And they have depression and they have... Yeah. We have to pay attention to that stuff and how ahead of his time he was.
He was like a child psychologist or something.
Well, he was
he's a Presbyterian pastor.
Yeah, really? He didn't really lead with traditional religion, but that was his basis. I don't think why he was so. I don't think anything that made him who he was had a lot to do with following that religion. I think it had to do with him on his own, who he was.
If you play those songs backwards, there's all kinds of
messages. Well, I grew up Presbyterian, too, and, I'd say Presbyterian is definitely more...
More opened?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, but not as open.
The best way to put it is, it's, light Christianity. Right, right. No, just, take care of your own business, but don't worry about other people.
Right, and this is 40 years ago, so to think that now we've moved on even since that, but 40 years ago, that's the kindest, right.
My family tried going to Unitarian church for a while. Barely a religion. It's whatever you want to believe.
You know, at one point, that's why I always...
I like it, though. I thought that was cool.
I always try to say this because I think it's a good thing to remember to specify... to be specific in what you have a problem with religion in. Because sometimes people explain, well, I go to this church and we do this. I go, okay, well, that obviously doesn't have the harmful parts. Do you think I minded people get together and are kind and do decent things for people? You think that was my problem? So if somebody is getting together and they're not claiming that any group of people is less than or anything that they preach doesn't have, you know, then of course, then that's great. My problem is with religion is that I think my friend Eric said it to his dad once, and I really thought it was the most kind way I ever heard it. He goes, Dad, you know, most of the time when I watch you, you're praying, and my girlfriend's brother said this once too. Most of the time when I watch certain people in my life pray, it's something they need to be working on. Like, need to go, I pray that I'm going to go to therapy to learn how to value myself more. I'm going to pray that I go. Okay, that's not really praying. But if you're really leaving it in the hands of somebody else, and to watch this person, it's sad because that person, that's like having a fake nanny. And in their belief, and I believe that too, he goes, so Dad, I don't like to rip from under you what gives you comfort. He goes, I get that. That would make me look bad. And he goes, when I said that to my dad, he goes, I could at least tell my dad got it. Like, no, you believe in this. It brings you comfort deep down or whatever level. And I'm saying it's not true. Not because I'm an asshole, because I think there's the detriment to it. I think there's a negative side to it. So that's the part that I have a problem with. If it's just, you know, somebody goes, nah, my church, we drink beer and we hug people. I go, well, then that sounds great. I don't have a problem with the word church. It's what they do in that church. Does that make any sense?
Well, Christianity is the one true religion that we can all agree on.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. The Lord come upon us with Reverend Aaron, everybody.
Reverend Big Bucks.
Reverend Big Bucks. Is it? Did I say it right? Reverend Big Bucks, everybody, on TikTok. Where he'll be doing his videos and shit knots. But enough with the music.
No, but you know, Mr. Rogers, that little...
Oh, now it's over. Is that from before?
He's kicking his little legs when he's hitting his notes. He's sitting on the couch and his legs are kicking in the air when he hits these notes.
Aaron's not lying, everybody. It's a
door. Anyway.
Anywho. So,
Mr. Rogers.
Back to you. I know it's addicting now. It's addicting, right? And you can't go wrong with it. It is very addicting. I get it. It's like, you go, should I not do it again? Am I going, no, it's fine. Okay. But, no! Where, which street did you live on?
What?
I don't know.
Are we going to get to, like, my porn?
No, what's your, yes, are you what are you... What's your Twitter?
What's your mother's maiden name?
What's your TikTok handle? No, what's your...
What's the name of your first pet?
Yeah, no, just for Netflix. What do you... what language do you prefer?
You know, Netflix is a joke.
Hey, thank you.
Netflix is a joke.
Netflix is a joke. They're fucking ridiculous. They're going to regret everything they did. Don't you have that bell? Ultimately, I think it's important that I have the volume because I fade it out. The problem with it is that they're going to do drops, Duncan, tonight, and I have the volume down. Now, in the old studio, it was right between both of us, and I think I might have to switch that again. You take a little mini amp and put it right there. We can both get to it because all night long. Now, can I? But this is one thing that I've actually, loved to do. So what were we talking about? Were you going to do a drop? I like to do it like naturally and see if you can do the drop.
It was... Something about just like a general question. I wanted to do the right answer.
Okay. And you know what?
The comedic timing's gone.
No, it's not. But it isn't because of the context. What I'm not doing is saying begrudgingly, all right, we'll go back and do it. I'm doing it because I'm going to commit to it in a loving way.
100%.
Yeah, yeah, here we go. So you ready?
To your point, too, that's the frustrating thing of like not.
Right.
It's the thing where we both, because like you're in the zone and then I'm in
the zone. And it's a little thing. Yeah. It's a teeny little thing. But by the way, it's going to be good. I know it. So what exactly were we saying? Because I want to repeat it.
it started with the street, but then, yeah.
Okay,
then
here we go. I'll do it. Now listen, I'll give you the gist of it. So am I right? I mean, I don't know. Sometimes I wonder if I'm right about what I'm saying. Oh, I am right.
I guess you are, yeah.
And then I have it off. One time.
Aww.
I like that one.
The Todd Glass Show is professional, so it's time to go to commercial.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Which street did you live on? Do you like jelly beans?
Yes.
All right, let's do... Oh, by the way, another thing later in the show. Be honest. Don't lie. Do you like to sing, even silly sing or fake
sure.
sing?
Oh,
you
yeah.
do?
Yeah.
Wow. So we're going to get something on... We'll get like a track on karaoke, and then he'll be here.
Oh,
and,
sure.
And you don't mind doing it? It'll be fun?
Oh, no, I love to sing.
You're gonna. You have to really get close to that mic.
Okay.
Because I don't believe in no bullshit. Okay, I'm going to light up his joint. Let's do this.
Let's do this.
Take
a breath. Oh, my God. But what I was saying, for real, about Mr. Rogers
yeah.
is that when he would walk down the stairs and take off his shoes and put on sneakers and stuff, it was like the idea was to comfort children that there was like a fatherly presence that was coming home and was going to be there and listen to you. Very smart. Smart man.
It was really, you know, you've seen the old thing when he went to the Senate and he tried to get a loan.
Yeah,
that's wow, that's some powerful love right there. And that judge, he touched his heart. That's exactly what happened. He touched his heart. From being honest, there's something you take out of that is besides the beauty of it. He was honest.
My dad was he worked on a Mr. Rogers special. He was working on the sets, the backgrounds and stuff. So he met him, and my sister was a little girl at the time, and he was like very interested in her and very. Enthusiastic.
Yeah.
Oh, learning her name and all the stuff she liked. And I think he gave her a book and stuff.
Yeah, there was a guy that used to listen to the podcast, and he sat in on a podcast, and he did a very little documentary. What I mean is low-budget documentary. It wasn't one of the ones that had been released recently. But he listened to the show, and he sent it to us, and his mom rented a place for the summer, and it ended up being next to Mr. Rogers. And the documentary is called "I Really Am Mr. Rogers' Neighbor," and he ended up talking to him and doing some of it on camera. And he said it was like he was really valuable, and like going to him with questions was such clean. Sometimes people give you advice. It's good when you hear it, but I hate to say this because maybe like Tony Robbins stuff. I don't know how long that stays with you. Maybe I'm wrong, and maybe I should shut up. Maybe I should just say a vapid piece of advice.
I kind of hate Tony Robbins.
Yeah, it seems very.
I'm not supposed to say that, but I kind of
because I think there's a sense of here's what, and if we're wrong, we're saying it at least. But I smell snake oil, a little bit.
Phoniness.
The best of the best of the best of the best of snake oil.
It's the difference between trying to profit off of good advice and then just giving good advice.
Yeah.
Like, good advice is pretty universal. Like, there's not any, like, magic secret to, like, being successful in your own personal way, but, like, trying to exploit people.
I just say, like, self-help people, motivational speakers, like, there's often, like, an emptiness to them.
It sounds good there, but
very apparent, you know. It's like, what is your life like when you go home?
I don't
believe that you're following your own advice, kind of, I guess.
Yeah, it's very, it seems, look, we sometimes have a smell, and what is the smell that we hear, when we smell, I try to be positive about it, is when we listen to someone like Maya Angelou or Mr. Rogers, who have made money off of their words, but why aren't we feel that way? Why do we feel like that's how you become a better person? You listen to that person, you listen to that person. Hey, there's somebody who, I always say this on the show, and I'll say it a million more times, this is how you become a better person. And become more motivated. There's a woman who her daughter was unfortunately killed by a drunk driver, and the one woman was in prison, and the woman that had her daughter killed by a drunk driver eventually wrote to the woman in prison because she realized, because she had drinking and drove before, she went, that's me, I made this person to be this evil person, and that I go, that's me. They contacted, eventually she lobbied to get her out of prison so they could tour around and talk to kids about the dangers of drinking and driving. That's how you learn forgiveness and empathy. Watching that makes you a better person. So that Maya Angelou, so the Tony Robbins thing of it is just sometimes a little bit like, hey, if somebody goes and help me, well then obviously that's great. But anyway, what were we talking about? All right, enough making a meal out of it. What were we talking about? That's right, everybody. Motivation up your ass. Bop, bop, bop. Can we do it? Ba ba da da, ba ba da da da, ba 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 da da. Santa Claus is coming to town. Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus. Right down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a na 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 na. Where I'm getting confused.
That's a lazily written Christmas song. Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus. Right down Santa Claus Lane.
Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus. Right down Santa Claus Lane. Right a street. Don't fucking bullshit. Don't bullshit a bullshitter. Now you got me upset, Aaron.
I'm sorry.
What's your mom's name?
Roseanne.
Roseanne. And your dad?
Dan.
They're still together, aren't they?
No, they're not.
Oh, I'm sorry. God damn it.
Play
Oh, yeah. Let's do it again. You ready? And really sell it well. Yeah. What's your mom's name? Are you ready? Tell me when you're ready. Okay, I'm going to give you a volume. What's your mom's name?
Roseanne.
What's your dad's name?
Dan.
Why do I get the feeling they're still together? Are they?
No.
Oh. What's your mom's name?
Roseanne.
What's your dad's name?
Dan.
Somehow I get the feeling they're still together. Am I right?
No.
Oh. Hey, what's your dad's name?
This is easy for me. Dan.
What's your mom's name?
Roseanne.
No, what's your dad's name? Seriously.
Roseanne.
And what's your mom's name?
Dan.
Why do I get the feeling, seriously, they're still together, are they?
No.
Oh. All right. Did we do a good job for you?
Yeah.
All right, listen.
You can't see it, but I'm crying over here.
Put this up here. We're going to take a deep breath now.
Oh, God.
What I forgot to tell you is that tonight... consider this an honor. is a two-parter because I'm going to have a little operation on a bone spur on my foot. No big deal.
You don't have to brag.
For real?
Yeah, yeah. On
I'm having an operation on a bone spur on my
come
foot.
On.
Look at me. I'm Todd Glass.
Brag.
Yeah, my foot has
just
a little bone that's
sticking it up,
out,
if
and
anything.
I'm going to have to go in for surgery.
You're
I'm
being really ridiculous.
Like,
I mean,
6 to 8
that's
weeks.
Not even a brag.
I'm going to have to take
the three of them,
the
if you need to bond over
good.
Making fun of me,
look at me.
Very immature. Very
go
immature.
Go ahead and cut open
getting
the
an operation is not a brag.
Grind off of the bone.
Getting an operation. Oh, Aaron.
Right
Aaron's rolling his head around. No. How is it a brag?
I'm not even going to be able to walk.
How is it a brag?
I'm not walking. I'm talking.
How is it a brag?
I'm going to just start walking and sitting.
My foot hurts. My foot does hurt. What are you talking about?
My
foot does hurt. I'm not even denying it.
I don't even care what
other people think.
You guys are.
You guys are. I'm going
to
pay for it in cash.
That's not it. I didn't even say anything about that. I didn't even say anything about that. Okay. I love nothing more because it makes the next bit better. That is committing to a bit. We either do that or we don't fucking do it at all. That bit, I know it's going to be fun on the other end. You know how? I listen to the show. Let's start the show. That was a cold opening. I was shitting around. This is a big show like this.
You know this
big
show's on the same time as Mark Maron.
It's the Todd Glass Show, everybody, with Alex Young on sax tonight. Brian Regan.
Yo, no, this is Jerry Seinfeld.
Do you fuck that shit?
To George Carlin. All right.
Hello?
Hello? 10 people. I'm not playing in front of 10 fucking people.
Hamburger.
With a pillow.
Do you guys have a church out?
I want everything clean on my bed.
Oh, excuse me.
Fuck Daniel Pino. Help us get married.
Well, Tom Lankus used to be an actor. A lot of people don't know that he got a start as an extra on the first season of Golden Girls. And in fact, right. He dated Estelle Getty. She broke his heart, and that's where he kind of adopted this whole anti-woman attitude when she dumped him because she got pregnant and she dumped him.
Voted number one by the Podcasters Association of America.
That's a good one. Joe, I feel bad because when I talk over the songs, I want. No, now there's something weird going on because I had to end up all the way. God damn it. See, if Aristotle's here, he won't let me get too loud.
Have you ever put the songs out just.
No, but I told Joe McKenzie to do it, and he is a piece of lazy shit.
I will
he listens
not stand
to
for
the
that.
Show.
Joe McKenzie is a national
He's
hero.
He's a national. People know it.
There wouldn't be.
Joe McKenzie.
No, there wouldn't be a Todd Glass show without. There wouldn't be a Todd Glass show without Joe McKenzie.
If it wasn't for Joe McKenzie. But I understand the joke. You get he would get it. He'd get it. But Joe McKenzie is a national treasure. He knows it. I know it. And everybody knows it. Seriously.
The Todd Glass Show, ladies and gentlemen, wants to honor. Oh, you brought your recorder. How did you know that was a recorder?
Yeah, I can see him. He's got.
Oh, you got me! What makes me scream like that is pure. You committed more than me, maybe. Shame on me. You go, Todd. Well, how else would we know? I'm gonna put the music back up. All right, listen. What we're gonna do now. We're going to start the show. The Todd Glass Show, everybody, with Aaron Gosch.
Only funny people go there, and they do a little show there. It was voted number one there. Oh, there's music and silly dancing, and a lot of podcast people with the bells and whistles. the bubbles, lights, and smoke. When they hear Todd Glass do the intro, everybody's ready for the show. They want to hear their favorite guests do the bits they love the best. Then they hear a rumble on the drums. When that happy moment finally comes, all the joy the show will bring. For miles around, you'll hear them sing. Roll out the barrel, we'll have a barrel of fun.
Come on, you know it.
Roll out the barrel, we'll have a barrel of fun. Oya, pachoto, machada boopapadu, fungachu.
Let's have a moment of silence because somebody's always dying.
Oh my God, that's so disrespectful.
Can we have a little respect? Here's what we're going to do. Thank you.
And we'll just end that saxophone solo right there.
I want to say that I'm going to smoke the rest of this joint, and we're going to come back and play a jelly bean game with you, and I think it's really going to relax you.
And admit that the water
I haven't been smoking
around
any of this
you have.
What?
I haven't been smoking any weed tonight.
No, no. Oh, I saw you have a little. No, he doesn't. Swear to God. I swear to God. Why would I lie about it?
Then you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. For the times, they are a change. Writers and critics who prophesize with your pen and keep your eyes wide.
Here's what Bob Dylan sounds like now.
And don't speak.
Who is this? Have you seen him? Wait, this is a Bob Dylan song?
Yeah, it's Bob.
Oh, we have Bob Dylan, actually. We have a recording of him. Let it play. Oh, this is Bob Dylan. This is definitely Bob Dylan.
Oh, Todd, just checking from the tech booth, but is yeah, I checked the phone.
It's Bob Dylan. No, swear to God.
When a leopard skin pillbox had him, and these visions.
I pause this for 1 second. Pause this for 1 second. The recording. Pause the recording. Okay. This is Bob Dylan, I swear to God, everybody. And I guess this is a him in a sound studio.
This is one of his best songs, actually.
Is this him in a sound studio just by himself with a saxophone player?
No, I think this might be live.
Okay.
This is what he's doing right now.
So this is Bob Dylan. I guess this is... No, this is a concert right now that's going on, and we have a live feed.
Well, now
that's
he sounds
fun.
Different. The thing is, now Bob Dylan goes like... he sounds worse.
All right, now I feel bad. Bob, come on in. he comes at you with a club. You piece of shit.
He put out a Christmas album with his new voice, and it's all like he like wrote original Christmas songs and stuff, and it's like, hey, it's Santa, here he come. Santa, come down the chimney tonight. It's rough.
Bob Dylan, you know what? He's lucky he still gets to do a show. Well, by the way, I'm not some Bob Dylan. Like, I always worry if, you know, you might think, Jesus, maybe I'm like, without you here, I'm like, Bob Dylan is still 100% the best.
I mean, you know.
I could give a shit about Bob Dylan. He's never come to one of my podcasts.
He's got some good songs, but, you know.
Come on, give it up.
I find him a little annoying.
What if I include other people, too? You know, I'm like, and Bruce Springsteen, stop it already. People are like, wait, not Bruce Springsteen. He's... Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Let's do our band. You see how we do with this. This bit is if we had to perform at the Bellagio, me and you, this is not a joke. Hold on. Let me turn the reverb off so you know I'm just talking to you like a friend. Turn the music off. We don't have time for this. Me and you...
things are destitute. Okay?
Yeah.
We have our friend that plays the sax. To me, this bit is good. Like, if you go, we need this fucking job. And it's singing. And I can't sing, and you can't sing. But we cover songs like we do Fever. We know enough. We got a sax guy, but we need, if the owner or whoever runs that, walks by that lounge, everything's okay. So if we know enough of it, we can get by. So here, this would be me and you and him.
And the owner in the audience.
No, the
right
owner, we see him walking. He walks by, gives us thumbs up, because from afar we...
Need to be the owner?
No, why would we hear you?
The
owner is saying stuff really loud.
Yeah, yeah. You mean even in here just for us?
No, yeah.
Yes.
Be the owner. Like,
thank you. So what Duncan's going to do is, even though we don't see him.
Musicians.
Yeah. He's going to go, like, because you know why? From afar.
I have a whole thing for the owner. Don't even worry about it.
Okay. All right. So let's put it in the house. And truth, I want us
he's
to try to be
as character
as we could.
The
hold
owner
on.
Right now.
Hold on. Now, hold on. Do. Nice and clean. Aaron, can I hear you? Hello?
Fever.
You give me fever.
Fever.
Oh, there's the owner. Coolio is a
chick slow.
Baby, you walk on down. You're really gonna have some fun. You give me fever.
The fever time now.
You give me fever. 2, 3, 4. Hey, Alex, let me hear some of that saxophone. That's what we do when we see the owner. When we see the owner, we go, let me hear some of that saxophone, Alex. And if all we do is motion, you need to do better.
Oh, he loves it.
Hey.
The owner loves it.
Tell him.
Baby, when you want me all the time. Maybe when you want me to come. Do the
To be honest, I'm going to stop the music to show you how serious I am. In real life, I think we can get away with it.
With that?
With a lot of those type, but we do like a lot of, you know, like, we got a buffet at midnight, everybody. You know, we stretch it out. They hear reverb in your voice. They think you're singing. These fucking idiots.
They are. They're fucking idiots.
They're
people
fucking idiots.
Shows.
Let's be me and you putting the show together when we think people
these
are fucking idiots.
Fucking idiots,
right?
They don't know shit.
Aaron, we'll have a track. These fucking idiots don't know.
Hey, you say fever, man.
They're like,
the fucking
this guy's
lyrics.
Good. They're
they
fucking
don't know the
stupid.
Lyrics.
You know
yeah,
why?
They're fucking dumb.
Aaron, this group.
Most people are fucking
most
dumb.
Most people are fucking
most
dumb.
People are fucking stupid.
And if we have Alex.
And they're going to eat that
they're gonna
shit
eat these
up.
Diarrhea
they
shit
see
up.
Me.
Thank
they
you.
See you.
Suits,
we're on stage.
Fucking suits.
We're posing.
And
we're singing. We're back to back.
They're going
to
fucking eat it up because they're dumb.
They're not
going to
know.
Stupid. And that's all they need to hear is that most people are dumb.
They get confused.
Oh, yeah. Boo, ba, ba. And that's, guess what? We're right because we do pretty good.
Yeah.
We do pretty
good.
And
isn't that sad that we're right?
Let's
that
try
in the end, that would work.
That you know what? Hold on, let me grasp that in reality. I don't know if it's anything bad about people. It's more a compliment to tightness. Like if you're gonna do something, maybe they're just it wasn't. You know, he had good. We'd have a drummer giving hits. You know, imagine what we just did, but with a drum with like a roll to a roll. You know that? We'd have thunder. Do we have thunder? We'd have thunder. I mean, we'd score the living goddamn shit out of this thing. Me and you would have tons of reverb in our voice.
And every now and then you go, Viva!
Viva! Ho! Ho! Okay, here we go.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I cry.
Captain Smith and Pocahontas.
I give you a view and then I just can't fight. Ha! Fever in the...
Yeah, give me
fever.
Romeo!
Fever, don't you know me, baby? And if we saw the owner, we talked about this
ladies
before.
And gentlemen, Alex on the saxophone.
Exactly. And Alex, later we yell at you for not doing good enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. We're cheating him out of money. Yeah. We're like, we're the stars.
Come on. We're the stars. Meanwhile, he's our only hope.
You think they fucking come for you? Yeah. Your name isn't even on the bill.
But meanwhile, every time we see the owner, how about a hand for Alex White? And then he plays, and then he sees someone else, like, from food and beverage. We're like,
and we're both
Alex
nervously
White again.
Smoking cigarettes while he's playing the saxophone.
All right. Listen, is there anything you want to know about?
Yeah, what street did you grow up on?
I grew up, well, I do remember a lot of the addresses. I swear, that wasn't it. So I never thought
you
I...
You laid the groundwork for those questions
early
on.
And that's why I can't talk about it, because I know from my heart I did that as just a... You know, but if I start talking about it, like, oh, does Todd really want to talk about that? He tries to make it look like we let into it. Times are changing.
That's what you want to talk about.
No, I don't need to talk about it.
By all means.
I don't
what
need
street
to...
did you grow up on?
Just
the name.
Well, I grew up on, as far back as I can remember, Kilburn Road to Stonehurst, which was Sunshine Way. After Sunshine Way,
all
Joan
right,
Drive.
I didn't ask for all
oh!
that.
And then, hold on. And then after Joan Drive. North Valley. No. Okay. After Joan Drive, Plymouth Meeting, Lafayette Hills. After Lafayette Hills, RD3. After RD3, I moved to Gulf Mills Road. After that, I moved to 4th Street with my friend Harrison. After that, I moved to Los Angeles. And then I moved with the Joneses. And then I moved in with the Helfrichs. Then I moved in with Dave Rath. And then I moved in with my ex, and then I bought a house, and the rest is history.
It's raining hard.
Let me get these jelly beans out.
I'm not shitting around.
This is, by the way, I want you to have fun. I want to make sure you have fun. That's why we're going to buy, give him the $25,000 ring we got for him. Okay, we did this jingle. Getting rid of these post-its, you know. Okay, so
it's a jingle-based show.
It's a jingle-based like show. Yeah. I have a spoon for cleanly reasons.
It's a very clean environment.
I try to. Well, you know what? When I'm giving people food, I've also in my lifetime been lazier with that. Now I'm like, all right, I guess if I was eating jelly beans, I'd feel better that people weren't
throw them on the floor,
digging their fingers in there. I have to eat them for legal reasons.
No,
not
to test them to make sure.
Come on, guys. Don't. I'm
just
better
a little
than
hard
that.
Candy.
No, I'm just eating them because they're good. Is that what you think? Is that what you think, Duncan? Say it. And that's what you think? That maybe before we started the game, I couldn't walk around giving everyone. You think I'm just eating it now because it tastes good and I want to eat it for the fun of it? Is that what you think? If that's what you think, I don't even want to know.
Oh.
No, I do want to know. Is that what you think?
Yeah.
Well, you're right. Would you like some?
No, I have to guess what flavor.
Yes.
What flavor this
hold
is.
Hold on. Please.
Like, yeah, I was going to say, I feel like that could taint things if you have one before at all.
No, I'm not going to have them first. We're going to do it with Aaron.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, Aaron, this is not... I take this seriously. We're going to start off by... These are honest. I swear to God,
which
this is the money on the line.
Jelly bean flavor.
What jelly bean flavor? Is that... Who's that? Regis?
Regis.
I'll do it. I've done it like Regis. God bless... Why were you, Regis? Why
Rip.
You? Come
Rip.
Take me, God! Swear to God! Do it right now! Prove yourself!
I once saw Regis was... He's at, like, the Tonys or something, and there was a bunch of dancers getting ready to go on backstage, like, right by, like, the stage, and he's like, are you nervous? I would be so scared if I were you.
That's why
are you messing with them right before they go on? He's like, I would be shaking. You're not nervous at all. Wow. They're, like, just smiling. He's like, your whole career is online.
Your whole career. You could go up and
one
smoke.
Mistake.
One mistake, you get a spleen removal.
You could be injured tonight.
Now I'm eating the jelly beans. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to get a spoon. And I'm going to take one. I'm going to show it to Duncan.
He should close his eyes now, right?
Yes, he should.
Oh, the color is going to give it away?
Well, yeah, that's right.
song tonight. He's whispering to everybody. It's really scary when food is involved.
Please stop wiggling around, sir. Okay, please. Oh,
God. All right, I got it.
Did you really?
Yeah. He dropped it in my lap. After all that about the cleanliness, he dropped it on the table and into my lap. All right. All right. I'm putting it in my mouth.
Please, quiet the audience. Look, I swear to God, I don't want to, I don't, this is not a joke.
Okay.
Let me show you what's up.
Feel
let me
like
do.
I know
Aaron
what this
Gosh from,
flavor is.
Aaron Gosh, you're from the Los Angeles area right now, is that correct?
No.
You're from the Los Angeles area right now.
Right now,
yes. Well, what could you do with?
I'm from
right
there,
now. You
right
could
now.
Walk, as you know, with $5 million. You could walk right now. There's a lot you could do with $5 million. What would you do with that type of money, amongst many things?
We're going on vacation. I'll tell you that much.
Okay. That's always a person that you think they're stupid the because the most boy like you should there aren't
they
there big we're gonna open that business we always wanted to do we're gonna travel around the world but take a vacation they're probably going to Hawaii for a week anyway who cares
they're right though that is the first thing
yeah it is
do.
I know but we're gonna take a vacation you know why do I care about that you know what good for those people I'm sorry that I picked on them. But Aaron Gosh so you're gonna forgo $500,000. How many? $5 million.
It's $500 million, I believe.
No, it's $5 million.
Oh.
$5 million, and you can to answer this.
No, just to walk. If you $5 million, if you walk, but you get more. If you
you
answer,
get
right?
more if you answer. Do we have another question? What is the question?
No. You can walk with $5 million now.
Yes.
Or answer what Jelly Bean he thinks.
Or
it
what
is.
Jelly Bean?
But that's
you're willing
for
to throw
million.
Thank you, sir, from the audience. Where?
This is the one guy who's been
by the way,
up.
Thank you. The one guy, a producer, our producer.
I like that it's just a guy in the audience stands
well,
up.
I forgot
and
who he was.
No, Regis. This is how your show works.
God. No, seriously, I forgot, and you did totally help me, so thank you. And I don't know why I made you a guy from the audience. I could have easily said, thank God Gelman's here. That could have made sense. Instead, I go, guy from the audience. Okay,
no,
so
I love that
backing
imagery.
Me.
One guy stands up from the audience. No, Regis.
Knows everything.
He gets. He moves on. There's
and he was right.
More.
He was right too.
Thank you. That's
that
right.
Guy, right. Thank you very much. So you're willing to forego $5 million to win $25 million? You're willing to walk with money like that right now? What would you do with $25 million?
I'm gonna pay off my student loans. I'll tell you that much.
Of course you would. Well, anyway, I wish you nothing but the luck. Would you like to guess the flavor of that jelly bean?
I'm going to go for it.
Do we have anything to play if we get
it?
What do we have? We don't have anything. We're good. And you're here. What is the flavor of that jelly bean?
It had a...
And don't joke
sweet,
around.
Sweet, almost citrusy
oh
flavor.
Oh, my God, I'll tell you, you're so close. I mean, I can't say anything.
I believe it may be... Well, here's the thing. I'm going to walk through my options here because it may be an orange. But I'll tell you what. It tasted really more like a clementine to me.
You think it was a clementine, huh?
So I'm going to go with clementine final answer.
Wow, that's your final answer. Well, you'd be right for saying it, young man. Yes, you just won $25 million. I was happy for you in that bit. I mean, you think. I was hoping to say I'm going to open up a, you know, animal shelter or
no.
Whatever you want to do. Like, you change the world with money like that.
I'm going to buy a lot of new clothes, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, right. When somebody, I'll tell you what, I'm going to load up on beef jerky.
My answer would be something dumb like that. New shoes? Been needing a new pair.
I'm going to get my shoes polished professionally. Wow. Anyway, would you like to do it with, oh, yeah. Did you guess?
Yeah, I think I got it right.
Oh, yeah, you did get it right.
Clementine.
Okay, let's do it one more. Now, this one, I think these guys forgot, to be honest. Okay, I don't know. Am I playing another round? Now,
please,
wait a second. You
gonna,
what would you do with 20? You won $25 million. Dollars.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now, this is you brought your father tonight. And you're proud of him, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. yeah, this is maybe the best moment of my life.
And you brought your other brother who plays, he has no head. He plays the saxophone out of his neck. And you brought him tonight. Wow, he's... Well, you should be proud of this man. He's very, he's done very well at the show. What do you think you want to do? Do you want to take $25 million? Or do you want to go for $5 billion? The new... You want to go for $25 billion? What would you do with $25 billion?
I mean...
Seriously, think about it. Look at this family of yours.
I'd probably get my car reupholstered.
You'd get your car reupholstered, huh? Well, ain't that nice. Well, anyway, listen.
Yeah?
Did I give you a jelly bean yet?
Not yet.
Okay, well, let me get going with that. Are we doing everything right?
Oh, right.
Seriously, don't cheat or I'll beat the shit out of you. No, I might seem like a nice guy, but we had a guy on this show. I'll say who it was. Pete Holmes. You caught him cheating. I beat the fucking shit out of him. Producer's telling me that you have one more opportunity to press that buzzer and walk with $25 million. Or you can keep going for...
I believe it's $1
billion. $25 billion.
$25 billion. Thank you, our producer. Snack, flack, and lack.
Actually, I'm Gelman.
You're Gelman. Thank you, Gelman.
Yeah,
of course I brought you along. Kathy Lee does craft services. I hired her on my new show. I'll even do craft services. All right. I felt bad.
Also, she's totally fine, but like he just feels that bad. Yeah, I was right. Like, well, she needs some of this.
Yeah. Too. She doesn't need any money at all. Maybe she does it to be near him. I think she loved him. You know what? That's redeeming. I loved him. He was bad. Now he's sucking up dirt. Who gives a shit? Who cares? I'm dead. Stop it already. Would you like to walk? The producer just said he's going to give you $50 million right now. You walk because he says you're a good man.
What happened to the billions? I thought I had
billions. That is if you want to guess the flavor of the next jelly bean.
Yeah.
Would you like to take the $50 million and a free gift certificate to Taco Bell for the rest of your life? And then here it literally says, you don't have to worry about over-ordering. They want you to over-order. Go, take advantage of it. Give it to your friends. Have fun with it. You get that, too.
That is enticing, but...
For $50 million right now, or would you like to guess the flavor of the jelly bean?
I'm
going to
go for the $25 million.
What was the flavor of that jelly bean? Aaron Gosh.
Now... It might be something more specific than
this. Let me ask you a question. You do stand-up out there in L.A., or are you an animator?
Well, that's an interesting question, Regis. I am an animator.
I know you. I was told you're an animator.
Yeah.
I saw some of your videos. You're funny.
My videos? You turned into Dracula.
How dare you? I choked on a pill.
I saw some of your videos. All right.
To watch your videos.
Really? That's all you're going to get me on, you son of a bitches? I slurred a word. Anybody could do it.
All right. I mean.
So you're an animator out there in. You live in New York?
New York City.
You live in New York City, and is it treating you good out there?
Oh, yeah.
I try to answer like he would really say. That's how I try to think of Regis then.
And you like it out there?
You're channeling his spirit.
I'm channeling his spirit is right. What is your name?
Gilman.
You seem nice.
That's Gilman.
You're going to walk away from $50 million.
I'm going to go for the $25
billion. With $25
million. Billion.
Billion, excuse me.
Please.
Well, we're talking millions and billions. It's actually still matters. For $25 billion. What is the flavor of that Skittle? You have 10 seconds.
Well, Regis, I mean, it's clearly coconut, but it might be something more complicated than that. I'm just going to say it's coconut.
Final answer.
Final answer, coconut.
It's a good final answer. It was coconut, everybody.
Yes!
It was coconut. We don't have a band anymore. Coconut, everybody.
Santa Claus, baby.
We're also going to send you to the North Pole to stay in the Sheraton. Voted number 4 out of 8. Sha ba ba da boo, ba 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 da, ba ba da da, ba ba da da da, nom 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 nom.
Happy Honda Days.
That's right, everybody. Happy Honda Days.
We partnered with our friends at Honda.
I celebrate Toyota.
Happy Honda Days.
Toyota Telethon.
Happy Honda Days.
Happy Honda Days, everybody. And you're with the.
Happy.
You're a Toyota Thon.
Happy Toyota-thon.
Happy Toyota-thon, too.
Whatever you celebrate.
Happy Honda Days to you.
You celebrate Toyota-thon, we love you here on the Talk Less Show.
You know, if you celebrate Mercedes-Benz December to remember, you
know. if I could have thought of more, I would have done it. But I didn't have the memory for that bit. All right, listen, let's calm down. We have something serious to talk about. I'm not trying to play any shit. But we have a two-parter. And I like to not make it up to Aristotle to break it. So there's a little, is there pressure to go, do we start the second show now? No, the second show's about, just so you know, about 45 minutes. You good with that?
Yeah, let's count down the edit point.
Write down for Aristotle.
10.
That's going to be, never done that before, yeah. Truth. It's going to, we make an event out of it. And you can come in with, and by the way, Alex, is Alex Young, is that your name? Oh, I love your sound. I try to make myself look better by not knowing who you are. Oh, Alex Young, how do you know who my fucking name is? Anyway.
By the way, I love that you, obviously as a joke, go, oh, we'll edit this out and stuff.
Yeah.
But I like when you hear a podcast and they really do forget to edit it out. Every now and then you really do hear them, they're talking, they go, oh, fuck, all right, this out, and then they just start over again. Hilarious.
We've had to do that on our show at one point. There's just no way that there's not one point where you have. That's why now, especially when Aristotle's not here, when he's here, I used to make 15. What? I forgot I was doing the podcast. But that's okay. I just have to. Yeah. But I used to take, like, you know, 15 times during the show, and I'd be like, Aristotle, just, and it would be like, now that I just want to make it as easy as I can for him.
I had no idea that it was ever edited at all. I thought
so. One, we used to edit a lot. Now, maybe one edit in a show, usually none. Even if I have to go to the bathroom, you know what I do? Because I don't want him to have to edit it.
You leave it on the podcast.
I shit right here on my seat. Boy, these jelly beans are so good.
The coconut one was pretty good.
Okay, coconut. Did we tell you if you were right or wrong?
Yeah, I got 2 for 2, baby.
You got, wait, you won two. You won 50
I'm
billion?
I'm a billionaire now. Pay up. Can you imagine?
Okay, would you, let me ask you a question. Would you like to take that $50 billion and go for a $1 trillion jackpot or walk away right now?
Everywhere I look around.
I'm going to go for the $1 trillion.
You're going to go for the $1 trillion. This is back to a game show. $1 trillion.
And I don't know if I like that on Deal or No Deal, he's got the banker. He goes, oh, we got the banker. I'm getting a message from the banker.
Armstrong. He's a piece of shit.
I don't know what to do. I gotta stop eating these. Can you take them? Would you like to, seriously, this is the end of the show. This part of it. No, let's count down. Yeah. In the opening of the next show, I like to tell people, how's the next show going to start? We're going to be going for
$100 trillion.
This is the truth, folks. This isn't a bit. When we come back...
This is what they call a cliffhanger.
This isn't a bit.
Yeah, no, this is the real deal. This Todd Glass show is not another show where they go, oh, we're a podcast, and they record it for their friends. That's cute. I love it. This is a show, FDA. We got rules, regulations coming down from podcasts and broadcasting, you know, manifold. So we have rules to follow. Broadcast counterpoles and follow guidelines. So for 20, how much?
Trillions, I know.
What type of hose has to ask the guest? God damn it, I can't even do a good job in my bit. Okay, let me go back to Regis. I'm more relaxed like that. And you're Gelman. Gelman, he's gone for a lot of money. That's how I find out. I can't say what was it, but if I want to find out, that's a lot of money, isn't it, Gelman?
Yeah, it's in the trillions.
That's how many trillions?
That's $20 trillion.
$20 trillion. Would you like to walk with your... $50 billion. Was it? Is that how much he has, $50
billion? Sure.
He has 50...
The idea of somebody that just won...
You don't need that. You help the bit. Just, Todd, you don't need to stop for this detail. No, no, no. So,
would you like to walk for your $50 million? $50 billion? Would you like to... Right now, you have $1 trillion. What would you do if you had $1 trillion? If you if you leave right now, you have $1 trillion.
A billion.
Let's go to trillion. I want to keep people. I don't want to lose anybody. I'm trying to up the ante.
Well, gives money away already.
I'm already by far the richest person on earth.
Regis,
well, I
want to
make it exciting for the listening audience, like Vinny. I'm worried about Vinny. He's going to go, Todd, the game show bit. But then when you go 20 trillion, you're look.
20 trillion.
But yeah, what
you won,
like as much money is on Earth in total.
Do you know what's after trillion?
Like, you know you got 2 billion now. You fight.
Do you know what's after trillion? Just so I can do this bit a little longer.
Quadrillion.
Okay, here we go. So you won 20 trillion, and you're gonna go to quadrillion. Okay, all righty.
Well, you seem like a nice young man. You live in New York. You do animation out there, huh?
That's right, Regis.
Well, that's nice. So you, well, you seem like a nice young man, and we're certainly happy to have you on the show. You won yourself
trillions.
So how much?
A trillion, Regis.
No, it was more than that.
$20 trillion.
$20 trillion. You won yourself $20 trillion. That's a lot of money. But you're gonna go for a gajillion? Did I say it wrong? No, what is it? I know I said it wrong. That sounds
that's
like
so
a joke.
Much
gajillion. What is it?
No,
is
you're right. You're right, Regis. No. Gajillion. It goes trillion, then gajillion.
Hold on. What is it really?
You gotta go for a zillion.
Quadrillion. I'm gonna see if I can remember.
You're gonna go for the bazillion.
So you won 20. Okay. Maybe pretend if I was really hired on a game show and I had to take the cut again. But they don't want to all stay till 2 in the morning, so it's not cute. Okay. And they go, okay, no big deal. They everyone laughed. Ha, ha, ha. But this time I want to get it right. Okay.
All right.
Take two.
Well, well, well. You won $20 trillion. You could do a lot. What would you do with $20 trillion?
I'll tell you what. Next time I go to the grocery store, I'm getting whatever I want. Well, I'm not holding back at all.
Well, all right. Well, you know, we're happy to have you on the show. You seem like a nice young man. So are you going to walk with $20 trillion? Or go for 20 kajillion. Did I say it wrong again? No!
Six,
what
five,
is it? 4, 3, 2, 1, and it's the end of the show. Shut the fuck up. That was, I don't want to admit it, but that was a great ending. They'll probably leave this part in. But it is.
They'll never
perfect. Perfect. It's a great ending. Even if they leave this whispering part in. Hold on, come on. They can leave this whispering part in. You know why I'm whispering? Because I'm trying to find my phone on my camera to take a picture to show Aristotle where the first show ends. and the late show. The late show is a shorter show.
Yeah, I don't like the butter popcorn.
It's the after show.
Yeah, see,
tune in for the after show next week.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like. It's you yourself. It's you. It's you. It's you I like. It's you, I.